Alma, A-L-M-A, Solaris, S-O-L-A-R-E-S, 4882, chief complaint, abdominal pain. Ms. Solaris is a 40-year-old woman who doesn't work at this time. She has a history of hypertension. She takes lisinopril. She weighs 119 pounds. Her weight, going back to 2023, is down 5 pounds, but she's also been losing weight. She complains of pain over her epigastric area. She's been on numerous medications, including gabapentin, Dental, Robaxin, Meloxicam, Omeprazole. Nothing has worked for her. I'm not sure exactly how much or how long of medications she took. Then she's had CT scans from the emergency room, and she's had ultrasounds in the past as well as here, and it's not really shown any reason for the pain. The pain continues to be in the epigastric area in a circle. It gets worse when she does sit-ups or any kind of movement, period. In the paragraph, she has no pain over the lower abdomen, no evidence of appendicitis, nor diverticulitis. She has no nausea, vomiting. She ate well. She has no problem with eating. She's never seen a gastroenterologist, has never seen a specialist, but has had numerous blood work done and other things in the past. We did an ultrasound for 50 periods. Family history, no gallstones, no infections noted. We did an ultrasound for 50 of them. And no colon cancer. COVID immunization up to that medication. Is she still taking the lisinopril?
Yes, she is.
She's taking lisinopril for blood pressure. She's also taken Dental in the past, gabapentin in the past, Robaxin in the past, Meloxicam in the past, Omeprazole in the past. She has had H. pylori test done. She's had CT scan done. She's had EGG and colonoscopy done as well. Period. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension. Social, no smoking, no drinking. No significant weight loss. No nausea, vomiting. Madam says medicine, seizure, convulsion. Pain today is just over the epigastric area. 119 pounds, 600%, 97.6, 16, 6 to 9, 123 over 85. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next which is the skin shows not as sure, mucosa with an initial circle non-focal. Number one, epigastric pain. Number two, history of gastritis. Number three, EGD, colonoscopy in the past within normal limits. Number four, abdominal exam is totally negative. Number five, referred to Dr. Mopardi, has never actually seen a specialist. Number six, has been seen different physicians, has been treated from everything from omeprazole, meloxicam, robaxin, gabapentin to Dental in the past. Number seven, your analysis today is negative. Number eight, I recommend patients seeing a GI specialist. She's been checked for H. pylori, was negative. CT scan numerous times in the past, negative. She wanted to do an ultrasound. I did an ultrasound, and the ultrasound is totally negative. Normal pancreas, normal gallbladder, normal kidney, normal liver, normal spleen. Today also I suggested an H. pylori, Hydra scan with a CCK stimulation to be done at a later date. But first she would like to see a specialist, and I would like for her to see Dr. Mopardi, so I'm making an appointment to see Mopardi now, period. If she gets worse, she may have to go to the emergency room for repeat CT scan and blood work. But at this time, our best guess is abdominal pain with gallbladder colic, off and on. I would suggest continuing with a PPI or H2 blocker, as we have discussed with patient, just to see this gastroenterologist. She has no insurance. That's been a problem with her seeing a specialist, but nevertheless, there's not much else we can offer her at this time. An ultrasound was done here, and she was only charged $50 for the ultrasound to help her with the cost of things. Thank you.